This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor-elect Charlie Baker has been busy staffing his incoming administration, and today he filed another cabinet position. Kristen Lepore will be the next Secretary of Administration and Finance.
Lepore is currently the Vice President of Government Affairs for Associated Industries of Massachusetts. She was also Governor Paul Cellucci's Deputy Chief of Staff. With her appointment, Baker has filled 5 of the 10 cabinet slots with a group of men and women and at least one Democrat, Jay Ash, will be Baker's Housing and Economic Development Chief.
In an interview earlier today with WBUR's Bob Oakes, Baker said that when it comes to choosing his team, political affiliation was secondary to experience.
One of the advantages of getting elected governor when you're 58 instead of 38 is you have some mileage on you. And part of that means some history and some relationships with people who've spent a fair amount of their career in the public and in the private sector. And somebody like Jay Ash, who was one of our early appointments. I've known Jay Ash forever, and I've always considered him to be a spectacular manager, leader, administrator, and public servant. And the fact that he's a Democrat is almost beside the point.
And you can hear the rest of that interview tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. Joining us now from the State House to talk about the latest appointments is David Scharfenberg, who covers politics for the Boston Globe. Hi, David. Good to have you.
Hi there.
So the news today is Kristen Lepore, who will be in charge of the state's coffers. She's currently a vice president of government affairs for Associated Industries of Massachusetts. What else do we need to know about Kristen Lepore?
So I think, as you mentioned up top, she was deputy chief of staff to former Republican Governor Paul Cellucci, who, of course, Charlie Baker served himself as a staffer. She was also an assistant executive director of the Mass Port Authority, and she was policy director on Charlie Baker's 2010 campaign. Charlie Baker is really a numbers guy, so this is an important choice for any governor, and I think a particularly important one for him.
Yeah, and she'll be so she's going to run an office that faces could face a big challenge, might include budget cuts based on current estimates. Just last week, Governor Deval Patrick proposed $329 million in cuts to close an expected budget shortfall. Any sense of how she might approach a challenge like that?
Well, we'll have to see. I think Charlie Baker has made it pretty clear early on here that he does not want to dip into the state's rainy day fund, which is always an option when you have these kind of mid-year budget shortfalls. He suggested he does not want to do that. He's also suggested that he wants to keep taxes down, that he will not raise taxes. He said that quite explicitly. So that does narrow parameters a bit, and I think will inevitably lead to some sort of cuts, at least in the short term here. As you mentioned, Governor Patrick, who's on his way out, his administration is estimating a $329 million mid-year budget shortfall. Some outside budget watchers say it could go as high as $500, $600 million, which means that the governor-elect, Charlie Baker, could face some mid-year cuts as soon as he takes office. And of course, he'll have to. His first big chief task will be formulating a budget for the new fiscal year, which starts in July. He's got about 2 months to do that once he takes the helm. So Kristen Lepore, that will certainly be one of her chief portfolios as soon as she takes office with him.
Well, let's run through some of the other picks that Baker has made so far and tell us what you can about him. We heard Charlie Baker mentioning Jay Ash, he's the city administrator in Chelsea. He's going to be the head of housing and economic development. He's a Democrat. He was Baker's first choice. Also, Matthew Beaton, Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs. Tell us something about Matthew Beaton.
Yeah, so just briefly on Jay Ash, a Democrat, as you mentioned, he's kind of widely credited with transforming Chelsea, which was in receivership through much of the 90s, was really in tough shape, had a reputation for corruption, and he's given pretty wide credit for turning that place around. I think Charlie Baker, who fashions himself a problem solver, this is a man he kind of picked in his own mold, he thought. So he's an interesting choice. So Democrat there, and then, as you mentioned, Matthew Beaton, a Republican state representative. He runs a small green building business of his own. He's got a biotech degree from WPI, a master's degree from Boston University. Not the best known of all the figures here, but I think has gotten a reasonably reasonably good welcome from the environmental community here in Massachusetts. So we'll be keeping an eye on him.
And two other names, Stephen Kadish will be Baker's chief of staff, and Mary Lou Sutters will be in charge of health and human services, right?
That's right. Stephen Kadish, also a Democrat, currently COO at Northeastern University. Here's all, speaking of folks in Charlie Baker's mold, Kadish, like Baker, worked at Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. I was also in the Health and Human Services bureaucracy here in state government. Charlie Baker did both of those things. So, you know, again, you heard Charlie Baker saying up top that he is kind of aimed for a nonpartisan or bipartisan administration, kind of focused on problem solving. This is very much the cabinet that many of us would have predicted, you know, drawing on his long experience in the private sector and the public sector, trying to pick people with a mix. I think Stephen Kadish really represents that in a lot of ways. Mary Lou Sutter is very well known on Beacon Hill, widely respected, none other than Martha Coakley, who was Charlie Baker's opponent in this year's governor's race, came out with a quick statement praising the choice of her as Health and Human Services director. And she is an independent. So again, kind of embodying what Charlie Baker is looking to do with his administration.
So of the first five, a Republican, an independent, and two Democrats. I mean, it's early times in this transition, but what does this suggest about how Baker will govern?
Well, I think it says something about, you know, not only what he would like to do in terms of bipartisanship and problem solving, but what he needs to do here in a deep blue state like Massachusetts. Look, the Republican bench in terms of government types is relatively limited. I mean, there are at least some veterans from, you know, the Romney, Cellucci, and Weld administrations, but this is not a state crawling in Republican operatives and government types. And, you know, just as a kind of practical matter, as part of reaching out to the Democratic establishment here, he's got to tap some high-profile Democrats, and he has done that thus far. You know, for his own political purposes, too, he does not want to at all identify with the National Republican Party. Kind of getting his bipartisan bona fides in place early is important for this guy.
All right. Well, that's David Scharfenberg. He writes about politics for the Boston Globe. He was talking to us about Governor-elect Charlie Baker's first five choices to begin filling out his cabinet. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.